This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
One person came and told me, while I was doing da'wah, one non-Muslim came and told me, mind your own business. What should I do? I told him, I gave him incidents. Suppose you and your family, along with your wife and a small kid of 4 years old, goes on a hill station for a holiday. While you're on the hill station, on the hill, when you and your wife are talking, your son, 4 years old, walks away from you and is walking towards the edge of the cliff of the mountain. By the time you realize he's far away, you can hardly see him. But you say, Ahmad! Be careful! But your voice cannot reach there. He's far away. You can see him. While your son is walking towards the edge of the cliff, there's the elderly gentleman standing at the edge of the cliff and admiring beauty. He looks at your son, he smiles, and he continues admiring beauty. You want to show, oh, mister, save my son. But your voice cannot reach there. Mister, save your son. Save my son, please. Voice cannot reach. The elderly gentleman looks at your son, smiles. He can see your son walking towards the edge of the cliff. After some time, your son falls over the cliff. When you go to that man and tell him, why didn't you save my son? He gives a reply, I was minding my own business. And he's right. He did not push your son, did he? No. Did he tell your son to jump? No. So why should you blame him? He did not tell your son to jump. He did not push your son. Yet you will blame him and tell him, Allah gave him hikmah. He could have saved my son easily. He didn't even have to take a step forward. He only had to stretch his hand and my son would have been saved. Will you blame him or not? Yes or no? You will tell this person, my son is masoom. 4 years old, he doesn't know. This elderly gentleman could have easily saved him. He said, no, I was minding my own business. When anyone tells you, when you're doing da'wah, that mind your own business, tell him, that's what I'm doing. I'm minding my business. It is the business of every Muslim to mind other people's business as far as deen is concerned. Let me repeat. When anyone tells you, mind your own business while doing da'wah, tell him, it is the business of every Muslim to mind other people's business as far as deen is concerned. Kuntum khaira ummatin ukhrijat lin nas ta'miruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. We are the best of people because we enjoin what is good and we forbid what is wrong. That is what we are doing our duty. We are enjoining the good and forbidding what is wrong. We are doing correct. Why you should feel shy? Why you should be ashamed? Imagine if you have a non-Muslim neighbor and you don't do da'wah to him and he dies as a mushrik. On the day of judgment, Allah will ask him, did you accept Islam? He said, no. He said, no one told me. That's right, but didn't you get the message? Allah gives the message himself. He didn't accept Islam. He'll go to hell. Allah will ask you, did you deliver the message to your non-Muslim neighbor? And if you say no, you will follow him. You will follow him. Because to deliver the message to the non-Muslim is fard. If you do not deliver the message to your non-Muslim neighbor, you will follow him and you will also go to hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Asr, chapter number 103, verse number 1 to 3, the criteria to go to Jannah. Rahe Nijad, the way to paradise. Allah says, Wal asr. Inna al-insana lafi khusr. Illa alladhina amanu wa amilu salihati wa tawasaw bil haqq wa tawasaw bis sabr. By the token of time, man is verily in a state of loss. Except those who have faith, those who have righteous deed, those who exhort people to truth, and those who exhort people to patience and perseverance. There are minimum 4 criteria required for any human being to go to Jannah. Number 1 is iman, belief, faith. Number 2, amal salihat, righteous deed. Number 3, watawasaw bil haq, inviting people to truth, doing da'wah and islah. And the fourth, watawasau bisabr, inviting people to patience and perseverance. There are minimum four criteria required for any human being to Jannah. If anyone is missing, under normal circumstances, you shall not enter Jannah. You may be a very good Muslim. You may be praying five times a day. You may be having a mark on the forehead. You may be fasting in the month of Ramadan. You may be giving zakat. You may have gone for hajj. But if you don't do dawah, according to Surah Al-Asr, chapter number 103, verse number 1 to 3, you shall not enter Jannah. You have to pass in all four criteria. If you only dawah, all four are important. Iman, righteous deed, dawah and nisla, and inviting people to patience and perseverance. If anyone is missing, you shall not enter Jannah. All four are required. If you don't do dawah, and Allah wants you to put you in Jannah, that's Allah's prerogative. He can forgive your sin and put you. But under normal circumstances, if you don't do dawah, according to Surah Al-Asr, you shall not enter Jannah. It's the fard, it's the duty of every Muslim that he should convey the message of Islam to those who are not aware of it. Dawah is fard in Islam. At least a part-time da'i.